Hello and welcome to Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Keshet Star, and today we're going to be learning Tehillim Perek Samech Zayin, Psalms chapter 67. In this perek, we continue the theme of praising Hashem and tie in additional concepts of justice and how other nations will perceive Hashem as well. At only 8 pesukim, 8 verses, this is a short and sweet psalm, but one that contains some really powerful insights on leadership that I'm excited to share with you. Pasuk Bet says, Elokim yichaninu v'yavarchinu ye'er panav itanu sela. Hashem will be gracious to us and bless us, and he will cause his countenance to shine with us forever. So what does this mean? Rashi says that the reference to Hashem's countenance connotes sort of a happy and laughing countenance of God, and that God will give us dew and rain, which of course in the ancient world, as well as the modern one, even if we're less aware and connected to it, is a physical demonstration of God's care for us and providing for our needs. Reading this pasuk, you may be reminded of the traditional priestly blessing, as well as the prayer we bless children with on Friday nights. There's a lot of repeated language, Yivarechecha, Yishmerecha, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. And much, again, of the language of that bracha is really echoed here in this pasuk. So to delve into that a little further, let's unpack what this bracha really means. Rabbeinu Bachya offers an interesting interpretation of the bracha, noting that each clause, each segment of the blessing, refers to something a little bit different. So Rabbeinu Bachya says that Yivarechecha refers to material wealth, Yishmerecha refers to more of a sense that because Hashem has given you material wealth, you will now be able to live and survive and continue doing God's work. And that Ya'er means that Hashem should give you a legacy of descendants who are full of Torah knowledge and really that continuity. Other Mefarshim structure this a little differently. Many connect Yivarechecha with material wealth and Yishmerecha with physical safety. The idea of Ya'er, of God sort of shining his light towards you, is often connected to the idea of Chein. Chein is a word that is loosely translated as grace, and Rashi points out that it actually comes from the word chinam, for free. Chein is sort of like the magic of unearned rewards. It's like winning a lottery or a Chinese auction that you didn't even enter. It represents Hashem's deep love for us and desire to give us things whether we deserve them or not. And it's really a symbol of gifts that are sort of beyond what we might expect or what might be basic, but that really represent Hashem's deep love and connection to us. Rav Chiya adds another explanation to the word yichaninu in this pasuk, noting that it means that Hashem will make his camp near us, from the word chana, or camped. And so let's just pause for a minute to take in this description, because while reading it again, I found it so beautiful. And the idea here is that Hashem doesn't just sort of wait for us to come to him, but he comes to us. He sets up his own campsite, so to speak, near where we are, out of a desire to be close to us. The perek then expands to discuss how not only will we as a people be close to God, but that all nations will see and appreciate God's might. Yismechu v'yaraninu la'umim, Pasuk Hei tells us, nations will rejoice in sing praises to you. And why are the nations going to do that? Because you, Hashem, judge nations favorably, and you will lead them on earth forever. So Rashi understands this idea of leading the nations as to mean that God will lead the nations fairly. And because God is fair, all the nations will appreciate him. Sfarno echoes this point, noting that the nations will realize that God operates fairly, that God is just. And so before we keep going in this perek, there is an important lesson to notice here about the nature of leadership. While in previous prakim, we've read descriptions about how nations will cower before God after seeing displays of his power, here we see nations appreciating God and connecting to him for an entirely different reason, for his justice. It's God's ability to judge favorably and to be fair and equitable to all that ultimately make him a leader of the nations. When it comes to leadership, we often think of that quality in terms of power. What's your job? What's your role? Who do you have power over? But what this pasuk illustrates is that leadership is not just something that's handed over, but something that we earn based on our actions. In fact, the Business News Daily lists integrity and fairness as the most important qualities that corporate leaders should possess. Why is that? Part of it is that honesty sets a good example, which trickles down in the workplace. Part of it is that a fair environment encourages open communication, which helps things work effectively. And also, leadership that is fair and reasonable and equitable at the top creates a culture where employees want to stay and want to do a great job because they know they're going to be treated well and treated fairly. And while obviously Hashem and corporate business leaders are on very, very different levels, lahavdil, to separate between the two, I do find that this sort of brief window into God's quote-unquote leadership style can really inspire us in the way that we lead others, whether it's in our career and community programs, in any of the things we're involved in. As the parak concludes, we continue this theme of how the nations of the earth will view Hashem, seeing in Pasuk Chet, Yivarchenu Elokim Ve'yiru Oto Kol Afsei Aretz, Hashem will bless us and all the ends of the earth will fear him. Rashi explains that the nations will see how Hashem has blessed and magnified the Jewish people, and then they'll fear Hashem how we fear Hashem. So the whole world will say, you know, I'll have what they're having. That looks like it's working out well. While this parak is a fairly short one overall, it highlights some really key points about Jewish history and the relationship between us and between God. If you can imagine for a moment looking at a tapestry, and if you don't have a tapestry in your house, this will probably work with an area rug, so you can give it a try. From the back, it looks like a mess. It's just tangles of threads and knots and total chaos. But when you fold the rug back down or you turn the tapestry over, it forms a beautiful pattern. Similarly, in our day-to-day lives, it can often be difficult to see the bigger picture in our challenges, our joys, our experiences overall. But when we get even a glimpse into the sort of larger cosmic tapestry of history, we can see a very different image. Our history as a Jewish people is fraught and complicated, both historically and today, as we see rising rates of anti-Semitism around the world. However, what Tehillim can remind us is that despite the confusion and the stress of the moment, there is a larger arc of history here, where Hashem seeks relationship with us and pursues us. Ultimately, Hashem's justice and integrity will be revealed to all, and us, the nation that has been reviled and persecuted, will be admired and appreciated and imitated for our love and our fear of Hashem. Thank you for learning with us, Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bat Zvi Yosef.